Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the WBEN Trocar College Live Line, we have again, and we meet again. It comes in flurries, you know, with Andy. You know, we have him on, and then he vanishes for a while, and then he's on a daily basis. And south of the city, you definitely know where, and anywhere in western New York, you are feeling the cold that Andy Parker predicted yesterday, right around this here time on News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, sage of weather, gazing into that crystal ball and sending those updates, those live reports on the roving bands of Lake Snow. How goes the world with Andy Parker?
The world goes pretty good. Now, I did not go 2 miles on my feet, but I did do enough shoveling that it maybe equates to the same calorie burn as both you and Tanner.
You know, if I heard you correctly, you volunteered to come shovel the driveway. So I want to thank you for that in advance. Thank you, Andy.
Well, hey, shoveling the Northtown driveways are never a problem.
Yeah. Okay. So, what? First of all, before we can appreciate the future, we must understand the past. And what occurred yesterday, or shall we say, over the past 12 to 16 hours, to set up what we are about to talk about now?
Yeah, we had a lot of complaints about the snow and the roads and the lack of them being plowed from Blaisdell through Orchard Park. West Seneca was vocal. So was Lancaster, Marilla, Elma. Those are a lot of spots that had the snow wrap up last evening between around 9 and 10 o'clock. And then we sent the snow south, and it went all the way down in the southern Erie, Chautauqua, and Cattaraugus counties, broke up a little bit. The winds ripped it to shreds, and it dropped a number of inches down there. Then as we moved through the early morning hours, right about sunrise, it began to jog back to the north. It quickly skipped over Springville, landed in Lawton's, Collins, Eden, Boston Hills, and then came all the way up to Hamburg, Orchard Park, and East Aurora, and just stopped and set down a quick 4 to 8 inches. Now, the crazy thing, Tom, is that the southern part of Hamburg was getting hit with snow. The northern section of Hamburg was not. Same thing with Orchard Park. In the village, people were saying, well, there's a few flurries, but if you went just down Jewett-Homewood and a little bit further south towards Chestnut Ridge, 4 to 8 inches of fresh snow. And if you were a little closer to West Seneca, you could see the clouds, but that was it. And the same thing was experienced over at East Aurora. It's as if you took a line and drew it along 20A and said, everybody south of there gets to do some shoveling, and north of there, you're right on the edge. So that was the wall. It never made it back to West Seneca, Elma, Lancaster. So if you did your shoveling, you're good. And now this band of snow has shifted a little further south, and it is just covering up Angola, Silver Creek, Collins, Boston, Langford, Wyandale, Concord, all of these deeper south towns, really between the, what you'd say, the Armor Duels exit on the 219 and Springville is where you're going to find the snow. That is the window there. And then if you take the Eden-Angola exit on the thruway and make that the northern end, and you go all the way down to Dunkirk-Fredonia on the south end.
Wow, very that's very accurate. Very, very pinpoint, very precise is what the better word than accurate, because you're always accurate. So where are we right now as we speak? And WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:12. How is the weather situation at this very moment as you look out over all of the analytical tools you have at your disposal?
I would say that it is on point, or as the kids say, on fleek, and it is working its way back to the south ever so slowly. and it's going to continue to leave the closer ring suburbs behind, and it's going to continue to plague areas from Angola, Derby, Farnham, Irving, and North Collins, all the way down to Springville. That is where you're going to find the toughest travel. Now, it is getting blown inland through Holland, Sardinia, all the way to Castile and Nunde, which is just to the south of Letchworth State Park. By the time it gets in there, it's more flurries than it is intense snow, but there is definitely whiteout conditions and slow travel along the thruway. Images off the thruway cameras look pretty ugly, and if the majors look that bad, you can trust that those elevated secondaries are going to be even worse, especially on some of the hills once you go inland from the lakeshore.
As you go past the Eden-Angola exit on the thruway and you continue heading west, which is actually you're heading south, according to the compass anyway, how are we doing as far as snow there? Let's say between Eden-Angola and the PA line.
Yeah, that's going to be it's a real mess. It's a slow go. I don't know what I'm sure everybody's GPS will tell you what the average speed on the thruway is right now, but looking at my map, the color of blue that I see there is usually indicative to at least an inch to an inch and a half per hour. And there's still some gusty winds out there. It's not as windy as yesterday, but when you combine the snow rates with that wind, it's going to continue to put stuff back on the road. So you're a real slow go. From the exit you described, the Eden-Angola exit on the thruway, all the way to Dunkirk, and I don't know I should know the exit number of Dunkirk, but I don't. But that's about where you start to exit the heavy stuff.
Just make one up. I mean, just bluff your way through it.
53A.
I'm pretty sure that's not it, but I told you to bluff your way through it. Andy Parker is with us on the Trocare College WBEN live line on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, you said something very interesting about the winds not being as bad as yesterday, because in the north towns from where this show is broadcast, I really noticed it today. The winds and the temperature, just as you said, brutally cold. So glad that I filled up the gas tank last night because of you.
It's, you know what? You did it when it was at least a little warmer. And I can't even use the word warmer. I mean, the wind chill was a lot less today. The wind chill right now is 8, and that's at the airport. I mean, if you get to some of these spots where the air temperature drops a few degrees from there where you're in the teens, it's even worse. It's definitely a bite. Here's an anomaly, though. If you're in the center of the snow band, which I was for a time this morning, the wind is actually less in the core, in the belly of the band. It's less turbulent than it is right on the edges. Now, if you stood on the edge of a lake effect snow band, you find that the wind gusts are kind of maximized. So they're greater than they are anywhere else right on the edge of the snow band. But if you've ever been inside one, it can get eerily quiet with the big flakes falling. Not sure exactly. I'd love to explain the dynamics of that to you, but I'm not sure exactly why it's as calm as it is at the surface in the center of the storm.
I would go with reptilian aliens as the default explanation on something like that. Deep state weather machine. I'm just putting it out there. I mean, it was cold last night, but I did put the chill to some good use. I came home after filling up the car, and I was able to engrave some diamonds with my nipples. I mean, that's how cold it was outside getting gas last night. So, looking ahead, poor Andy, you're subjected to this. Looking ahead for the rest of today, and I know people want to know about Sunday's football game, 6:30 Sunday night, Orchard Park. Give us the Andy Parker outlook of everything.
Yeah, so what we do for the rest of the day is if it's snowing on you now, it's going to continue to do that through the rest of the afternoon. What will happen is this will get pushed even further south. So you're thinking of Buffalo in the north towns, the immediate north towns, not a problem. You're going to be able to get to where you're going today. Tonight, the winds turn northwesterly, which means they come out of Canada across the short side of the lake, the short fetch of the lake. And then they will pick up some snow and throw it on the hills. So it's going to continue to put snow in extreme southern Erie County along the ridges of Chautauqua County. So maybe not exactly the lakeshore, but once you get up on the ridgetops along Route 60, Sinclairville, Gowanda, Perrysburg, that's where you'll pick some up. Ellicottville will get some snow down there, man-made. I should say Mother Nature made, in addition to what they're making. So that's where the snow is tonight. Now, tomorrow the winds will shift back around, but the lake effect will be weakening. So you're not going to have that intense snow, but it will swing up towards the city. I think maybe midday we'll catch a brief bit of snow. not a big deal. Everybody's getting home. They're not canceling schools, but it's enough to freshen what you have on the ground. That fades. Then we get another shot of snow. Everybody sees about 1 to 3 on Thursday. Temperatures will be going up through the 20s. We'll be in the 30s on Friday, a quiet day there. And Ooh. Then the question is, what happens over the weekend, right? And Saturday still looks like it warms up. And when I say warms up, it'll get wet up into the 30s. Like, people will be walking around with the jackets unzipped and feeling pretty good about it. But then it comes crashing down. And it does look like most of the snow exits prior to game time. So I told you yesterday we were waiting for a little bit of additional data. If the game was on Saturday, it would be a very messy day with some snow, possibly even rain mixed in if the temperatures warm that much. But I want to look at the latest data on the temperature drop, because when you think about Saturday being mild, it's going to be kind of a shock to the system watching this come in. If you think of the colors where you get some yellows and warmer hues, that's what's on top of Western New York during the day Saturday. And then by Saturday evening, those drop from the light blues to the purples. And watching the numbers dip into the teens and single digits, and they just don't recover. Sunday is going to be a very cold day, less than 15 degrees at game time.
So what I hear you saying is it's probably not a good idea to wear your Fred Flintstone outfit and sit in the stadium outside unless you've got a fur coat on.
I think Mac is going to want to adjust his outfit this week, yeah.
Quite possibly. I'm not sure, you know, but I'm always split on this, Andy, because I'm not sure whether the Buffalo offense or the Baltimore offense would be more hindered, hampered, and encumbered by snow on the field, or whether it's a break-even situation. But I guess, as it turns out, that's not going to be a factor. But the cold temperatures will. And, you know, you made a comment earlier about, hey, when it's in the 30s, you're going to see people walking around with their jackets unzipped. And I do believe that we, as human beings, are very adaptable creatures. And everything is relative. 30 degrees in July after an 80-degree day would be bitterly cold. 30 degrees after 15-degree days seems relatively warm. And hopefully the Buffalo Bills, being acclimatized to the vicissitudinous nature of temperatures in Western New York, will be in a better position than the Baltimore Ravens.
That was just a pretty sentence. I'm just going to let that sit out there and admire that for a moment. I'm not
Thank
even
you.
Sure what word you just floated out there, but I'd love to add it to my
vicissitudes, ups and downs. It's almost onomatopoeic in a way. It's almost onomatopoeic. Thank you.
Little sing song. I'm with you there. You know what? Lamar plays in these 30-degree games, and he's got the neckwear going up over the head. He's already got the long johns on, right? The Under Armour full body suit. So what are you going to do when it's in the teens? You know, if he's wearing that in the 30s, what is he going to wear when it's in the teens? I don't know, you know?
I'm thinking, you know, just to help the Bills, maybe like a full body cast. Not that he's injured, but just to keep him warm.
It's something to restrict movement. Yeah, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine by me. I mean, I'm not wishing injury to Lamar Jackson in any way, shape, or form. I'm actually looking out for his safety with respect to keeping warm from the biting winds and the circling winds of the stadium. The wind chills that we're going to see before the big warm-up Friday and Saturday, Andy, will they be considered of the dangerous variety?
What we have out there today is, and I can tell you, I grabbed the shovels before my kids went to the bus, and I shoveled without gloves on, and you'll notice it. 10 minutes, you get that cold, tingly feeling on your skin. This is the real deal, where if the kids are going out, it's not just a suggestion to wear the hat and gloves, but it's a mandate today, because if you don't, you can actually incur some damage to your skin and circulation. So we're in that zone. And I'm going to say this, as cold as it is today, let this be kind of a precursor to what is coming next week, because the shot of cold next week, it makes this look easy when you think of highs in the single digits for a couple of days next week, and we'll probably see sub-zero overnight numbers. So this shot of cold is kind of a quick day and a half, and then we're bouncing back to the 20s next week. Multiple days, beginning Sunday, is kind of when the door opens and that cold blast comes in, and then it just sits around. And you're like, would someone please shut that door by Wednesday and Thursday? We probably don't revisit the 20s until the latter half of the week there, Thursday into Friday. So the coldest shot of air this season will be coming early next week.
Oh, that's great. So this is basically the calm before the storm in terms of temperatures. That's what I hear you saying.
This is the test, the shot across the bow. If you can handle this, you know, it's kind of getting you ready, prepping you. It's all relative, correct? So you got to you've got to toughen us up for what's coming next week.
This is Santa Ana raising the no quarter sign before the flag, before the Battle of the Alamo. Wonderful, wonderful. 223, that is WBEN Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney News Time on News Radio 930 WBEN. Question about sun. How are we going to do in terms of sun over the next 7 to 10 years? I mean, 7 to 10 days.
North towns have actually been getting a little bit of sun today. I was looking at the camera I've got in the city of Buffalo, and if you look to the south, they're very dark clouds. If you look to the north, you're getting some breaks in the clouds. I think Wednesday kind of offers up the same thing, but don't expect to see any sunshine on Thursday. It'll be the snowflakes and the clouds, and then intermittent breaks of sunshine on Friday. Saturday, I mentioned we get the next round of kind of rain or more snow than rain, but it's cloudy there. And then on Sunday, I think we'll see the clouds as well. So are there any full sunny days to go out and observe? No. But I think today is going to be very similar to what we'll get on Friday, or I should say today, Wednesday, and Friday offer your best bets. If you're looking for at least one piece of good news in all of this cold, is that Lake Erie has lost another degree, now down to 34 from whence we last spoke yesterday. It was at 35. And the amount of ice on the lake is also increasing quickly as well, and should be up to at least half frozen in maybe another 3 to 5 days.
And for those who may not know, can you explain the significance of the lake temperature going down and what that means?
As the lake gets colder, you start to see more slush ice occur, and then that reduces the amount of open water. And if you were to able to put ice across the majority of the lake, when these winds come by and attempt to scoop up the moisture and evaporate it off of the lake and into the air, that caps it. An ice-covered lake prevents as much moisture to escape into the clouds, be drawn into the clouds, and put into your yard. So the quicker that we can get a cap on the lake, the quicker we can diminish the intensity, not completely make it go away, but the intensity of the lake effect will diminish substantially. As long as we don't freeze the lake too early, cover it with snow, and then have a giant windstorm.
Yes.
And that's what occurred in 77. That would be too much ice.
I was just going to bring that up. I was just going to mention the fact that the snow blew in off the lake.
So you don't want to freeze it too early, but you don't want to freeze it too late. You've got to, it's a delicate balance, I guess.
Wow, listen to you. Andy, obviously you make a living doing weather, and you have many ways people can check you out online, and I would like you to tell people how they can basically have a meteorologist on speed dial.
Yeah, we've helped a lot of people just in the last 24 hours with trying to figure out when they're going to drive or how they're going to drive or where this stuff is. And the best way to do it is to go to the social media site that we have set up. We have the most detailed maps of where these snow bands are that you're going to get anywhere out there. And that's just type in Andy Parker TV, whether you're on Facebook, X, LinkedIn, you name it, whatever, Instagram, whatever social you're on, you'll find it. Facebook is probably the best one because it's the easiest to locate, and we have the prettiest maps put up there. But if you want it in the palm of your hand, all you have to do is send a text. If you type weather and send it to 503-ANDY, and it's 503-2639. And that goes right to the phone. You'll get a forecast back real fast, and then you can ask a question. And a lot of questions about college kids that were returning to school and they have to drive along the lake. So happy to help people out.
Yes, you are. You are. Thank you very much. Andy Parker on the Trocare College WBEN Live Line. Much appreciated. The man is awesome. Awesome. He is an institution. He should be in the Buffalo Broadcast Hall of Fame, by the way.